Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have a scheduled guest today, and we're going to get to it here in just a moment. I want to bring him on, but I want to talk just a little bit about what happened yesterday in San Bernardino, California, with the shooting. Paul is representative here in the state of Missouri, and we have another topic that we really want to discuss today, but I want to start out with this. And, Paul, I know that your hearts and your prayers are going to our fellow Americans there in California.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very troubling, disappointing, and heartbreaking to hear about yet another instance of murder like this.
Yes, yeah, so Representative Paul Kirtman is here in Missouri, and you know, Paul, something that bothered me last evening was the tweet that went out, and I don't know if you saw it. Twitter was abuzz last night, but there was a tweet that went out with the statement, and it came from the liberal progressive side, that God isn't going to fix it, because there were lots of calls for prayer, and they said, God isn't going to fix this. You know, it seems like the left, they want to ignore God and everything, and when we have any kind of a tragedy here in the United States of America, it's always the American people's fault. Benghazi was the American people's fault. It's always the fault of the Second Amendment, and we just can't, you know, it didn't take the president of France this long to identify what happened in Paris. But yet we're still hem-hawing around, and we're not going to call it what it is. It's terrorism, and you know, why is that we just can't call it what it is?
I think that we have a problem in our country with the brought on to us by the progressive left. They have a hard time calling it what it is because it doesn't play into their brand of progressivism. Mm-hmm. And to your point, where people are saying God isn't going to fix this, for this to be coming from the left, how insensitive! There were tweets, there were text messages being sent out by people that were hiding in that building. And I saw pictures of them online. People took pictures from their cell phone, screenshots, saying, please pray for us, pray for us. And I think it was the New York Times or some newspaper in New York. Their big headline today was, God's not going to help us. Well, you know what? When you continue to push God out of the life, when you continue to push God out of the public square, what do you expect? I mean, eventually, it's just like regular human relationships. If we keep pushing people away, eventually somebody might just decide, okay,
I'm
you
not
don't want me,
back.
I won't come around. Right.
Right.
So I think that we just have a problem plaguing our country with everything from political correctness to this hyper-partisanship, even when it comes down to just wanting to use a horrible circumstance like this to attack people and mock their faith, even if they're the victims of the very tragedy.
And what do we expect from a party, the leftist party? It's the Democrat Party. There's some in the Republican Party, unfortunately, that lean that direction. But in their convention, the last time they had an election, they actually booed God.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we expect from them? Yet, you know, they're always angry at the American people. It never seems to fail. It's the American people's fault. You know, I'm sure that, you know, and the neighbors that didn't want to tell them what was going on because they were afraid of profiling, so they didn't want to acknowledge that this man and his wife were what it appeared to be suspicious packages coming and things going on in their home there. And it's just, you know, if we would just wise up and realize it is every American's obligation to protect this nation. And I don't think it's profiling when you see something like that going on. It wouldn't matter what color they are or what nationality they are. It matters what they're doing. And here that was ignored, and they killed 14 people and injured 17. And I haven't heard anything about the injured as to how critical those might be, but it's just amazing to me that we can't call it what it is. Here we are, the United States of America, and it's now 24 hours. It will be in another hour. It was 11 o'clock when that happened, around 11 o'clock our time. No, I take it back. It was 11 o'clock California time that happened. I was going to say it was when I went off the air, but they're a couple hours behind us. But, it's been almost, it will be here in a few hours, 24 hours, and we still can't call it what it is. And that is part of national security. Call it what it is. Let's deal with it. Let's figure out what we're going to do next. Not we've got to take guns away from people. You know, it doesn't make any sense to me.
That's right. And one of the very first things that I learned when I joined the Marine Corps, I was 17 years old when I signed up for the Marines, and I was an infantryman. So my whole job, everything I did for my 10 years with the Marines on active or reserve duty, was all about infantry, how to actually fight the bad guys. Mm. And one thing that we could not tolerate was we could not tolerate accepting the battlefield for anything except the reality for which it was. And you can't interject warm and fuzzy feelings. You cannot interject your personal expectations of what you hope happens on the other side of a fight or of a battle. You have to acknowledge the reality of the situation. And it bothers me, really, when you have one of the furthest left, almost an outright socialist from France, standing up in the European Union. I watched this. I couldn't say her name, French name. I couldn't say it if I tried. but she called out the whole European Union and said, we have to call it what it is. We have to call radical Islamic terrorism exactly what it is. And so in the last Democratic debate, none of the candidates would use that phrase. And so, and the reason that they're doing this, the reason that they won't use that phrase is because they're trying to pander to their base, and their base refuses to do that. They refuse to call it what it is. And meanwhile, they're trying to focus all their attention on the NRA, trying to blame the NRA. And it's troubling when leaders will be so distracted from the truth or from reality just for the sake of their own personal political agenda. That, I mean, if there's nothing else that highlights the problem that we have in American government and American politics, that is a perfect illustration of what the problem is.
Well, and I think maybe, I'm going to go off on a little comical side of this, but maybe we should blame the NRA, because we haven't pushed that Second Amendment enough, and people aren't wise enough to know about their guns and don't understand the reality of why that Second Amendment's there, and educate people. This is not about hunting. This is national security on every single level, for you to have the right to bear arms, to carry a gun, to carry any kind of a weapon. And, it's I don't know. It's just that is national security, and I don't understand why people don't get it. I can appreciate if they don't want to carry, if they don't want to do that, but don't point at others that do, and always blame the civilians that carry guns and that honor that Second Amendment and believe in that Second Amendment. Don't blame them every time there's somebody that's mentally ill or a terrorist out there. It's not their fault. The only problem is we didn't have anybody. They're always safe zones, gun-free zones where this happened, and I'm sure that conference center was a gun-free zone. They know it. They know when they're going to go into where nobody can shoot back.
Yeah, I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. I mean, if the left is right on any of this, I'm still waiting for there to be a mass shooting at an NRA conference or at an NRA convention. I don't think it's going to happen. It's full of guns. The guns don't jump off the table and kill people.
Or gun rallies. There's never any at the gun rallies. There's even, people are walking around with them on their hips. I've attended and spoke at several of those.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we have been together on some of those. We're going into a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about another battle that we have here in the United States. I'm visiting today with Representative Paul Kirtman. We will open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour after we've started our conversation for the day. Put the number down. It's 877-895-5410. And Representative Paul Kirtman and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Representative Paul Kirtman from here in Missouri. And we're going to talk about something that it's been a while since I've approached this topic. I usually stay away from it just simply because I'm in a disagreement with it. And I kind of got some, I took some heat over that. That's not why I'm not talking about it. It's just that I feel like if I don't know enough about it, I shouldn't bring it up unless I have someone with me that's going to talk about it. I have not been convinced that the Convention of States is the right thing to do for the United States of America. I believe it has come out of, Paul, I believe that people, the American people, are feeling desperate. They don't know what to do. They know that we're losing our liberties. How can we get a grip on D.C.? And, you know, I call them D.C. occupiers. How can we get a grip and get in control of them? It doesn't seem like we can get her done at the ballot, and that's where we're supposed to be doing it. And, you know, of course, my solution is very simple. I think it needs to start at home. You know, when we get good men and women like you that are actually fighting for liberty and concerned about liberty and freedom and the Constitution, then we're going to groom them and make statesmen out of them and send them on up to represent us as representatives or senators. And it's But the Convention of States is a hot debate among many, and I don't begrudge those who are on board with it, because I know how their hearts are feeling and I know how I feel. And so let's talk a little bit about the Convention of States and what you think should or should not be done with this.
Sure. Well, I first want to tell you that I'm in total agreement with you. I think that we will have a better nation when we start being better people. I don't think that I don't necessarily ascribe to the position that the Constitution is broken and needs to be fixed. I think that we have broken people. I think we have people that go to Washington, D.C. On a platform of promises that they quickly run away from once they get there and are probably wooed by the special interests or the prestige of the position or whatever you want to call it. I don't believe that we need a convention of states in order to fix the country. I think that we just need better people. You can't count on the wrong person to do the right thing.
Mm.
We had this bill come through my committee, this issue come through my committee, and I participate with both sides because I understand that, kind of like you stated, there are people, good, solid, conservative people, liberty-loving people who are on both sides of this particular issue.
Oh, absolutely.
So I have people, you know, within my base and my base of support, my constituency, they agree on probably 99% of everything, and this might be the one thing that they disagree on. So I make sure that I'm responsive to both sides, and I participate with anybody who wants to talk to me about this. But the Convention of States, I think that right now there are people, they see what's going on in Congress. They see the spending and the out-of-control debt, the runaway debt that we have. We're quickly approaching $19 trillion of debt. We'll probably be there in the next 6 months. And people are offering up ideas. You know, let's bring the states back and let's propose amendments to the Constitution put a constitutional amendment in that says that we can't spend more than this much of our GDP or whatever. And I think that those are great ideas. I think those are good ideas. The problem that I have, because I'm approaching this whole issue with a I'll say a very healthy dose of skepticism, and I say that because for every conservative that wants a convention of states, there's also somebody from the progressive left that wants it too. And so it's not like we're going to have a convention of states and strengthen the Second Amendment, stop the out-of-control spending. You know, they have their agenda also. I do believe, though, that eventually enough states are going to have their call, have their application for a convention, and that the Congress will eventually issue a call. I think it's probably just a matter of time. For that reason, I got an invitation. I responded to an invitation to participate in helping put the rules of a convention together. And I actually went out to Utah about 3 weeks ago and sat with state legislators from across America, and they started talking about different rules for a convention. And I went out there with another friend of mine, Justin Hill from St. Charles, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Really good, strong, conservative guy. And before we went out there, we discussed and we said, listen, if they're trying to do things to empower some states over others, if they're trying to do things that certainly make no sense, we're going to shut it down. And that's actually kind of what we had to do. One of our state senators from Missouri who's been deeply involved in this is from the far left. And for example, here's one of the things that the left wanted to do. The left wants to have the rules of a convention written so that way that the bigger states that have a larger degree of electoral votes actually carry more weight. So instead of each state having one vote, they wanted a state that has 10 electoral votes to be able to cast their vote and get 10 yeses versus a state like Missouri or a smaller state who has one or two electoral votes. When they cast their yes vote or their no vote, they only get one or two no votes. So the founding fathers are very clear. And this was the whole reason behind the United States Senate, that each state has an equal degree of representation. So even in the rulemaking process for the Convention of States, and the reason they're putting the rules together right now is because when a call is actually issued, they want to have a book of rules that they can immediately propose.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so even for convention of states or rulemaking exercises like this, I'm participating, I'm being involved, But I am doing it very, very cautiously and skeptically. I just don't have a lot of trust and confidence that everybody that's going there is going there because they want to. They're not going there with the same vision of limited government that the founding fathers were.
No, and that's what has concerned me, is not the patriots that I know. I believe that their hearts are in the right place. But there's others that are getting on board with it, and I think it's like you had mentioned earlier, I think they want to abuse it. They want to use it to manipulate things in their direction. And why would we trust them? You know, they're already ignoring the Constitution as it's written. Why would we trust them to amend it? That just doesn't make any sense to me.
That's exactly right. And like I said, I am for amending the Constitution. I'm not, depending on what the amendment is, but using this process, I think I have my doubts about using this process rather than having our federal representatives, you know, send an amendment down to the states for ratification, which is the process that we've used the overwhelming majority, if not all, of the times that we've amended the Constitution at all. But using it this way, the Article 5, there's so many unknowns that it just becomes we run the risk of it kind of becoming a free-for-all of what the rules are going to be. And so that's where the problem lies. That's where the accountability issue comes in. Now, like I said, I'm for the amendments that some people are proposing. You know, I'm for a balanced budget amendment.
Isn't that already there, though? I mean, isn't it already in the Constitution that we should be balancing a budget?
Well, it's not written in the Constitution in a way that makes it clear enough for either our elected representatives or our courts.
So common sense can't be made.
Right. Well, here's an example. Even the United States Congress, I think back in 2010 or 2011, our U.S. Congress, but every year somebody introduces the same amendment. They introduce an amendment that would come down to the states, and it's a balanced budget amendment. But when you read the balanced budget amendment that they wrote, it's not even a balanced budget amendment. It's a balanced budget amendment, but it says that the amendment becomes null and void in cases of national emergency. We're under like 24 different states of national emergency right now. So even if we passed that amendment, we would still not have to balance our budget because we're engaged in a global war on terrorism. So there's a national emergency right there. Like, there's a declared state of emergency. So even mechanisms that they have introduced to try to appease us in our quest for fiscal responsibility aren't even going to work because they have written their own loopholes into the amendment.
They've already messed it up so bad that... It's just unreal what's been going on and how the Constitution is being ignored. And particularly, President Obama is not the first president to overstep his boundaries. He's not the first one, but he has abused it the most and been the most vocal and in your face about it. So even with the amendments, what's going to stop a president such as Barack Obama or the next person, depending on who that might be, to just take his pen and phone or hers and do whatever they wish to do? We're going into a break, and I do have callers holding, Paul. They really want to talk about this. We're going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. The topic right now is the Convention of States. We're talking about pros and cons of it. What's your opinion? Paul, I'm glad you're involved in that, and I want to talk about that when we come back as well. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths
which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Representative Paul Kirtman, and we're discussing the topic of Convention of States. It is quite the buzz around within the Patriot groups and the Tea Party groups and those who are trying to fix things. We've got to come together, as I say, as I close each day, bring America home to what it used to be, to what it was intended to be, instead of going out on the socialistic trick that we're going, that the train that we're taking that direction. And I do have some callers, Paul, if you don't mind. I want to go ahead and go to my callers before
sure.
We continue. We have Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. What you and your guests are talking about here is a constitutional convention. And if you take a look at the motives of the people who tried to push for it, what they want is a parliamentary democracy, which is what Hillary Clinton is looking for and people like her. When that happens, you do not have proper... We have, bad enough now, we have a lot of... we're not represented, but we're taxed, okay? And we had a little problem with that 237 years ago. There's no doubt in my mind that if a con takes place at this point, anytime within the next 5 years, we will we'll have basically a police state document for a constitution. Because you have to realize, and you made a statement earlier, Beth, that they've already circumvented so many of the checks and balances.
Oh, yeah.
That you know, you don't have it anymore, or you don't have the outlook or the consequences that you're looking for positively. You have all negatives, okay? Especially when someone says, well, I've the BO down there in the White House, who isn't even a U.S. citizen, says, well, I have a phone and a pen. Well, so do I, but I don't go around dictating legislation to other people. Okay, and that goes for the rhubarbs that they call themselves the Supreme Court. That's another comedy of errors. But the point is that you'll with a CONCON or a constitutional convention, you will have a police state document. Keep in mind, if you take a look what took place in Europe, with the exception of Switzerland, every one of the dictators or monarchs that gained power or kept power over the years and still do, did it the same way. And then they'll say, well, for the good of the many, okay, which is a lot of baloney. It's for the good of a very, very small minority who want to basically be a ruling aristocracy. And that's what you'll get here. The system that was set up where senators from each state were two and the representatives were based on the population of that particular political subdivision was probably the most equitable manner to do it, not weighted by how many people have a position anywhere else. That's just like saying, well, I have one truck, but the company down the road has seven, therefore I should also have seven. Okay? That's when you get into that basically non-common sense status, to make a very short statement out of it.
Right.
The point being, you have to remember, and I'll say this to all other patriots out there, a lot of men and women have died and made sacrifices. Families have been destroyed. Matter of fact, they don't even know where the graves are to fight for freedom that so many here are now taking for credit, and they want a constitutional convention. And they think they're going to have a magic bullet to solve the problem. What they have to do is get involved. Run for office. Support people that you know that will do a good job. If someone doesn't, don't support them anymore. I see that here on a local basis. You get the same rhubarbs in there every year, or every 3 years, or every 6 years, or whatever. And then they complain about it. Well, what did you support them?
Mm.
Yeah, support a man or a woman who's going to do the job for you, representing you. So I'll leave you with that.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you, Therese. Therese is a loyal listener, and she's right. She's been part of my encouragement. You know, it does have to start locally. And you know, I think Representative Kirkman, you're a good example of that. We've got to start locally with good men, good women, with integrity and honesty, who believe in the foundation and understand and know the foundation of this nation. I want to go to one more caller before you and I continue. I have Kay from Nebraska. Kay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
I wanted to ask Senator Kirkman, aren't we suffering from ideology? For instance, Hitler tweaked fascism to create Nazism. And ideology and nature's political law, we're not going by the laws of nature now, which are actually in Psalms 19 and Romans 1. And I'd like to have your opinion on that. Aren't we suffering from ideology and nature's political law? And that's the ideas of man, nature's law. Mm. Just the ideas of man, ideologies of man.
We think we're pretty smart, don't we, Kay? Go ahead. Go ahead, Representative Kirkman. Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually, you know, as what her comment and how it relates to a convention of states, or even what goes on in Washington, D.C., I think the Founding Fathers were very wise. You know, in the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson referred to the laws of nature, the laws of nature's God. He referred to unalienable rights, is another way of putting that. And John Adams referred to God as the great legislator of the universe. And so what both these men were trying to do, they were trying to say that there are certain things, if you want to keep people free, there are certain things that people cannot do. So when we begin to attribute, quote, natural rights beyond the parameters of what actually exists in natural law, well, then at that point, we've kind of breached the natural role of government, and the people's liberty and their freedom is actually now more in danger than it was beforehand. So I think to her comment, I think that she's right. And so now we get people that come in with a better idea or a new ideology that they think is going to be more progressive or lead to some type of utopian or otherwise more fair and equitable state for people. But the most fair and equitable state that any of us could ask for and really want, and that is, I believe, most easily to secure, is just making sure that our unalienable or our inalienable rights or our God-given liberty is what's protected first and foremost above anything else and above anybody else's agenda or their ideology or what it espouses.
And as we see them taking and removing God from everything in this nation, then those God-given rights seem to be disappearing too because we've removed God. And so if we're not going to acknowledge a God, how can we acknowledge the liberties and the rights that come from him?
Yeah, and you can see this danger. This danger is actually playing out. If you look inside the Charter of the United Nations, the Charter of the UN clearly states that it believes that rights stem from governments. And I think that is right
really
there
dangerous.
A perfect example of how dangerous government can actually be and how dangerous that type of ideology can be as it plays out across the world stage. Even.
Absolutely. Kay, you had another point to make?
No, I just want to thank Senator Kirkman for his answer, and I think he realized that we're trying to be redesigned.
Absolutely.
And I like that. I like
the fact that he's involved. We've got some ears and eyes inside there. I appreciate it, Kay. Thank you so much.
You bet.
And that's what I wanted to tell you, Paul, was that I'm glad that you're staying close to this and keeping an eye on it so that you know what's happening. And while there are good people in this movement, there are those that are ready to hijack it at heartbeat. And so we have to be very careful because, you know, it seems like we can be tricked awful easily. Part of our nature is to be a little naive sometimes. And it seems like we've been easily tricked. That's why we've lost so many of our liberties so far. We've compromised, and we just keep compromising. If there's anything, I would be angry with the NRA, and I think I tweeted that out last night. Let's quit compromising. I'm done compromising my liberties and my rights, and not just on the Second Amendment, but on everything. We've compromised so much, just like not wanting to offend somebody, so we're going to remove God. We're going to remove Christmas decorations. Well, it's Christmas. You know, we're not putting up Christmas for the 4th of July or any other holiday. It's Christmas. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Today, my guest is Representative Paul Kirkman, and we're visiting about the Convention of States, and we will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, and then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run, or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know
know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Turn to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show, and I'm visiting today with Representative Paul Kirkman from Missouri. Our topic has been the Convention of the States and what they want to do with tweaking. And I'm thinking, you know, as we were in commercial break, my mind was going into overdrive, I guess. I was thinking about all the tweaking and everything they want to do to the Constitution. I realized they had, well, Levin had recommended five different amendments to fix five different issues that we're dealing with. I think those issues can be dealt with another way besides tweaking and adding to and making our Constitution even more confusing or convoluted. I mean, it's not really confusing. It's a simple document. I think that's the problem. It's too simple for some people to understand. But if we just keep adding on and amending and all that, we're going to have a document that looks a little bit like Obamacare, looks a little bit like some of these several thousand pages, excuse me, of bills that nobody ever reads. They just vote on it. And that concerns me greatly.
Yeah, and you know, if you look at the Missouri Constitution, I know you have listeners in other states, but
yes,
the Missouri Constitution has just grown and has gotten huge, and it's hundreds of pages large now. And you know, the whole idea behind the Constitution is that it's not big. You know, it's very small. It's just a set of principles. And the way I've explained this to kids, you know, and whenever I've got an opportunity to speak to at an elementary school or something, is it's kind of like when you go bowling. You know, if you're not a good bowler, if you don't have the discipline to make sure the ball goes right down the middle, you can get those bumpers that go on the side. You know, and that's kind of like how principles work. They just kind of guide your decision-making process. But you don't need them all over the place. You really just need a couple. I certainly understand the push for a convention state by the conservative base. And certainly for that reason, I'm involved whenever it comes to people getting together to try to make rules that they could propose at a convention. I think ultimately it might just be a matter of time before that happens. I think that with that a particular approach, that skepticism, that degree of caution,
For example, when I was in Utah, I think it really helped us to kind of get ahead of some of the stuff that the West was trying to do there. And so I'm going to certainly stay involved, because even if we don't get the good people elected and instead, we try to, make the right thing happen by having a constitutional convention, hopefully myself and some other good representatives from Missouri, like Representative Justin Hill, can, have weighed in a little bit to help things from going too far down the wrong road, if that's the direction that it winds up going ultimately.
Well, like I said, I'm glad that you're there and staying tied to that. I was going to ask you, when you were at the meeting in Utah, did they begin their meeting with prayer?
Yes, they did.
Good.
I was really glad about that. However, one of the very first things that the different state delegates from across the country had to discuss was whether or not they wanted to invoke God's name in the preamble to the rules. And I think we barely, I think it was like by one state, we were able to actually make sure that we expressly stated God in the preamble to the rules of the convention. So, I mean, if that doesn't tell you kind of the fine line that we're walking here, I don't know what else does.
You know, why can't, and maybe it's because they do, I know the Patriots, they know better, so they need to get all the liberal thinking out of their heads and stop worrying about offending them. Because, you know, we're protecting their liberties too. They just don't realize it. But
yeah, that's exactly right.
But every one of the constitutions, every state constitution begins with "In the day of our Lord." Our founding fathers found God very important, and they initiated his laws. They initiated what his word says into our Constitution and into their life. And now we're removing it. You know, I had to kind of chuckle in my head when we were talking about natural law. Well, how inside, outside, upside down has the United States become when we have somebody like Bruce Jenner that says he's a female, and we're supposed to believe that. We're supposed to put all the science, all the biology to the side, and we're supposed to just think about his mental state. But when it comes to climate change, there's two sides of this issue. There are scientists that are on the dole with the government, and they're getting money for research and all this, and they're all on board with it. There are the other scientists that are not, that are looking at data, and they say, no, this isn't what's happening. It's something else. And so we're only supposed to listen to one side. We're supposed to listen to their scientists, but not others. And it just doesn't make any sense.
And to your point, you know, we're still in the middle of this debate about the Syrian refugees, and my approach has always been, you know, we want to be compassionate, but we also want to be extremely cautious, you know, and I don't know how many times someone from the left has said, well, what about your Christian values? Well, you know, it seems like my Christian values are only important for me to interject into the public sector only when the left can use it to aid in their talking points. But then in the other issue, I'm not allowed to bring out my faith. I'm not allowed to talk about, you know, how my faith directs me and how it applies to my different thoughts or opinions on public policy. So there's obviously a double standard here. And what the left needs to know, like you already pointed out, it's protecting their liberty too, that the whole idea behind America, the whole idea behind heaven that we don't have, I mean, we fought a bloody war for independence to get away from the idea that rights come from man.
Yes.
And so now to turn around and just try to push God right out of it entirely undermines the whole spirit behind what America stands for and the prosperity and the prospects that we reserve to ourselves when we acknowledge the fact that we're all going to be held to a supreme being that's more righteous than we are.
You know, I received a letter, and I'm going to apologize. I have two callers that are holding, but we're just out of time, and I'm not going to be able to take those callers today, and I apologize for that. But, you know, I received a note or a letter, whichever way you want to look at it. It was quite lengthy, and it was a little bit insulting. But they called me God Lady. And they didn't like me speaking for them, and they believed in abortion. They didn't think abortion was right, but they believed that everyone should have a choice of it. And I'm going, well, then why do you believe it's not right? You know, if it's a life, it's a life. If it's not, it's not, you know. Let's cut to the chase here and let's really deal with it. And we know it all goes down to the bottom dollar. It is about money and it is about control. That's what it's about. And that's what all these things are about. The gun control and the terrorism, they're doing exactly what they want to do. They're terrorizing so that you're afraid. And you're afraid to go to your Christmas parties. You're afraid to go shopping in the malls. And you know, as an American, I'm refusing to be that person. I don't want to be afraid. That is not the America my founding fathers fought and died for. We're just about out of time. I'm going to let you close it up. We have about 10 seconds.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much for this opportunity to come on and talk about this issue and other issues. And I would like to just encourage anybody, if they want to get a hold of me or contact me, they can find me on Facebook.
All right. He is on Facebook, and I'll put that out there as well. Thank you. Thank you, Representative Kirkman, for all that you're doing. And let's keep in touch. I want to know what else goes on with this, okay? I appreciate what he's doing. Thank you so much. I appreciate what he's doing. It's exactly what we all need to be doing, is getting involved. I understand he's an elected official right now, but getting involved. He served as a Marine. He's fought for this nation. He knows what it is when you're in a land where there is no liberty and there is no freedom. And we are rapidly approaching that here in the United States of America. If we don't do something about it, it is every American's obligation, every one of us, doesn't matter what your occupation is, how old you are or anything, it's our obligation to come together and bring America home.
BioAg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice in conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.